Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Welcome to the Postpartum Coach Podcast, where we embrace our needs as moms, we learn to lead ourselves first, then our families, and where we create our own healing from the inside out to find our way to the work we were meant to do in this world. I'm your host, a fellow mom of three and a certified life coach, Lizzie Langston. Everybody, Lizzie Langston here with the Postpartum Coach Podcast. For those who don't know me, I am a mom of three kids. I'm a singer-songwriter, and I am a life coach. I'm a certified life coach. I certified in 2018 through the Life Coach School. I have a German short hair pointer. I have a hunky bearded Colorado boy that we're currently living in Arizona, but we've lived in Colorado. Denver feels like home to me. We just finished living in Costa Rica for 7 months and woo, we're back here stateside. This episode is inspired on the Postpartum Coach Podcast today. It's inspired by a mom who reached out on Instagram. So if you don't follow me on Instagram, I'm at lizzie.postpartumcoach. And this mama reached out to me, and what she asked was so common. And I remember, like, her question actually just brought me back to this time in my life where I experienced what she told me, and I'm going to tell you in a minute. And it was so poignant and so real and so honest. I just wanted to talk about it. As I've become a coach, I've learned fancy language for this thing that I'm going to tell you about. So it's called executive functioning. So now that I'm a coach and I'm into traumatology, whatever you want to call it, I now know so much more about what executive functioning is. But when I was going through poor executive functioning due to trauma and a nervous system dysregulation, I wouldn't have known to call it that. Here's how I would have said it. I would have said, why do all these little things feel so hard for me now? I used to be able to meal plan and maybe clip coupons or whatever your vibe was and go to the store and then bring it home and make food all in a day. And I could also tidy up my kids' rooms or, you know, write a little love note to my husband or fold clothes and laundry. And while I might have felt some sense of overwhelm, I also just got a lot done. And, you know, it's like anybody, there would probably be days where I didn't get stuff all done that I wanted to, but I could cruise and I could get things done unless I was like maybe on my time of the month or breastfeeding. But overall, I was able to roll and be organized and get to places moderately on time. It's always harder right after you have a baby, but some women postpartum experience this new level of difficulty with everyday tasks. So I want to teach you about why this happens, what it's even called, so that you can research it more and like learn about what you're experiencing, and then how I can help you with it. Okay. So executive functioning is our ability to adult. This is my version of it. That's how I defined it. But you know, adulting is like paying bills, remembering to pay bills, a lot of remembering actually, remembering you have to go pick up your son from, you know, daycare or, you know, just the little things like I said, making dinner, anything that requires some sort of organization and physical exertion or mental exertion. But executive functioning is specifically the prefrontal cortex. So things that really manage our days, managing time is a big one, you know, having a routine or a rhythm to keep the house clean and to prepare meals and whatever it is. And so when you're struggling to take care of your basic needs and or the basic needs of your newborn, or, oh, that's a picture frame. Maybe not your newborn. Maybe you have multiple children and it's a younger child and your older children, and it's not normal for you. Okay. That's the big flag, is when you used to be able to do these things more effortlessly. And maybe you were never perfect at them, but you had more control over what you could get done, what you wanted to get done versus what you were able to get done. Now, when we kind of go into depressiveness versus just poor executive functioning is when depressiveness is like when it all falls off your radar. Okay. So poor executive functioning without depressiveness is like you still want to get the things done and you think about them, but the actual effort that you have to put into doing them is ridiculously more than it used to feel like it was. And you might find yourself literally being like, why? And you might actually be embarrassed about it. And then moving into depression, speaking of being embarrassed, I literally remember the house cleaners, we were living in my mom's casita at the time, and the house cleaners, like, pretty sure they hated coming to our portion of the house where we were living in the casita because I could not keep it clean. And not only was it not clean, it was not tidy. And I don't mean like a little bit. There were things, my kids would like trip over things and I was so embarrassed. It was like, it felt like a health hazard. Gratefully, I was able to call in support and get help through the women in my church, and I'm so to this day, like, bless them. They came and did my dishes. They swept my floors. They would rotate taking my oldest child because I had my middle child at the time. My second baby, but at the time she was my youngest. Anyway, bless them. But the depressiveness, sometimes you might feel a little bit of shame about it. I know a lot of times women are like, I feel like I need help, but I'm not used to needing help. And so I don't want to ask for it, but I feel like I really need to. But, you know, my partner's really busy. Maybe your partner's in school or working or whatever. And so these are your flags that you might need help, but I don't mean just, you know, somebody coming in and doing things around your house, although yes, absolutely, in the short term, that will be nice. But in order to really help yourself with this, you're going to want to get into the nervous system territory, okay? So let's talk about the nervous system. Listen closely, okay? As your nervous system regulation, and we'll talk about that and what it means in a minute. But as how regulated your nervous system is goes down, and with life, big life events and life changes like moving, relocating, having a baby, maybe you graduate school and you go into a new job, these big life transitions, as those happen, you're more at risk for anxiety and depression in general, typically. But also what can happen is your nervous system can get dysregulated and you can be more prone temporarily and potentially long-term, but a lot of times it's just for a while, and how you go about getting help depends on how long it lasts often. But you can get dysregulated. What that looks like and what that means, okay, so your nervous system is literally like a bundle of nerves in your body, and it's responsible for sending signals from brain to body, body to brain. That's a really, really primitive once over explanation of what the nervous system is. So if you want to go deeper, please feel free. You can Google it. For my purposes today on the Postpartum Coach podcast, I'm just sticking to very simple basics.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Convert your current recessed lighting with energy-saving LED downlights from Fight Electric. They're bright and install easily in just minutes. They also go from regular lighting to nightlight mode with just a simple flip of a switch. Save big on all Fight lighting products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at
So, nevertheless, it is simple, but it is not simple in its application. So your nervous system, it literally touches like, your blood, the health of your blood, your brain and your cognition and your thinking. So even a lot of your health and like acne and your skin health can all come down to the state of your nervous system. Now, let's hone in one level deeper on the nervous system here and talk about trauma. So trauma is essentially nervous system dysregulation linked to a life event, right? So moving to a new location, like let's say you move from Missouri to Florida, this can create a trauma response in your body. Most of us, just by accident, we associate the word trauma with like really terrible things. That's not exactly good though, because what that does is it blinds us to a lot of trauma in our life and in our nervous system that we don't see because it doesn't fall into the definition that our ego mind, like our mind, has for trauma. So I want to invite you to consider trauma is anything, any life event, any circumstance, anything where the result is you are dysregulated in your body, meaning you're starting to have symptoms, whether it's poor executive functioning, anxiety, depressiveness. You can break out in a rash or acne. You can have inflammation in your body. You can have a gluten intolerance randomly come up. So these are actually can be linked to trauma in the nervous system. So you've heard of like a fight or flight or freeze response, fawning, feigning, all of these. And I have episodes. So go just a few episodes back in this podcast. You can get a once over on, basically like the trauma responses and like the fight, flight, freeze, feign, fawn. I go into those in detail. So if you want to know more about those, go to the Postpartum Coach podcast and scroll down, just in the, like around between episode 230 and 250, they're somewhere right in there. I'll put those links in the show notes if I remember to. So anyway, yeah. So coming back to executive functioning being low or things feeling really hard for you that normally don't feel as hard for you, or at least not this hard for you. This is a sign that your nervous system is a little bit out of whack. Now, you did nothing wrong. Okay. I really want you to know that you couldn't have necessarily prevented this. One thing I've learned as a life coach, so I'm really big as a coach, the coach part of me, like before I was trauma informed, I was like, oh, your thoughts create your feelings. If you don't like how you're feeling, look at your thoughts. It's all on you. It's in your head, blah, 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 blah. Like 100% extreme responsibility, extreme control over our results. And I still love that with one caveat, which is that the nervous system and what triggers it is unpredictable and it is biology. And so as much as we want to just muscle through it and say, it's all the mindset, we would be basically doing ourselves a disservice by not seeing trauma and nervous system dysregulation. They are one and the same. Okay. So I hope that doesn't bust anyone's bubble, but here's the good news. The good news is that when you're willing to consider that maybe my nervous system is out of whack right now for whatever reason, and you don't blame yourself. You're just like, oh, okay, that's why these things are hard for me. That's why I'm struggling in these ways. That's why I'm feeling like this is all really heavy. And I am like barely, you know, limping along, if you will, in my life. That's when you are a prime candidate to help yourself through it. Now, let me speak to you about helping yourself through it. You want to help yourself in two phases, specifically postpartum. Okay. So I'm speaking, and when I say postpartum, I mean any womb-bodied being that has given birth to a child and or fostered or adopted. And you have like, whether it's the newborn phase, or people are always like, is postpartum just 12 months after baby? And any, you know, from day one to 12 months, I'm like, no, personally, I believe postpartum is anytime after giving birth to a child. And then I even throw in like adopting children, fostering children, all of that. When you have a big life change like that and it includes children, yes, that's postpartum. So coming back to postpartum, there's two phases that you want to help yourself through. Number one, this is important. You need to figure out how to manage your symptoms. Sometimes that means changing circumstances and literally hiring help. Whether that's a mental health program like one that I offer, or whether that's a house cleaner, or, you know, a friend that comes over and does little, she takes your kids for a little while, or you give them to your mother-in-law, even though you weren't before. And so that can be uncomfortable for some of us to get that help, especially if we didn't used to need it. But just remember, it's not your fault And there are tools that I'm going to tell you about in a minute to get your nervous system regulating again. So the first thing is do whatever is needed to help you manage your symptoms. Okay. And once you feel like you're having a little bit more gliding, a little bit less dark heaviness, then you can focus on part two, which is getting to the root. Now, when it comes to getting to the root, I have a really great program that gets you started. And then occasionally I also have somebody bring, you know, a client bring in a therapist. So it just depends on how deep your trauma goes and how much of it there is and how big the impact of approaching your nervous system's trauma from the day you were born is. You don't have to go all the way to the day you were born. You get to choose how deep you want to go into this. I would say the deeper you want to go, the more you want to get into therapy potentially and or coaching. I personally have had therapists and coach before. I've had just coaches and I've had just therapists. And so it all just depends on what my nervous system was doing and what my needs were. Let me tell you about my group coaching program and how it helps you with the short-term healing and managing of symptoms and then the long-term getting to the root. My program is 12 weeks long. It's called, I'm like, you know what? I'll tell you what it's called. It's called Better Than Normal Again, 12 Weeks to Thriving Postpartum and Beyond. And it is incredible. I hate saying that about my own program, but I can't not say it. Okay. I'm just being honest. There's just pure love and light coming out. And I want to tell you that it's incredible because I want you to know that just so you can make informed decisions. Let me tell you why. The first reason why it's incredible is number one, it's proven. There's lots of testimonials about the program and even many women that worked with me before I even created a program who went through my one-on-one coaching where it was really personalized. I've worked with many women and helped them through the postpartum anxiety, depressiveness, birth trauma in their body, getting their body and mind reintegrated, getting their nervous system recalibrated to the trauma that had come up for them and helping them get better than normal again, not just normal again, better than normal again, because you're never going to be stronger than when you know what the nervous system needs and how to give it what it needs, because then you're resilient forever. Okay. So that's the first reason that it's awesome. And it is because it works and we have proof that it works from lots of people. That's always fun, right? Like we live in the day and age of testimonials and reviews being the new currency. Versus, I don't know, like an ad in the paper or, you know, whatever special magazine you're featured in. It's like the reviews, the testimonials, that's what matters. So I've got a lot of those and you can go to lizzielangston.com and look at my program, you know, testimonials page and stuff.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The other reason it's awesome is because I created it from my intuition. So yes, I've consulted people who are really into trauma and I've trained with trauma and I've trained with therapists and I've gotten a life coach school certification, but I've also been through postpartum depression and anxiety. If you're watching the video, I'm like pounding my chest. I've been through it and I really get it. So let me break down kind of how we do this. Like I said, there's two phases, managing symptoms and then getting to the root of the trauma in your nervous system, starting with the most recent and then going back into the past as needed. And again, you get to control that. So what we do is you get a course and it's my postpartum anxiety and depression and birth trauma, all that course. It's my nervous system regulation course for postpartum moms. Okay. So you get that and you can get started on it as soon as you join the course. But what happens is I break the course up throughout the 12 weeks. So you're kind of watching snippets of two or three videos here each week, usually about 30 minutes of content as your quote homework. It's very light term. I'm not like keeping score for people and grading papers. But yeah, you watch the course in pieces throughout the 12 weeks while you're also coming to calls, asking questions, and then you have all week long to apply it, practice it, come back, follow up, ask more questions. So within the two phases, there's three different steps. Don't get confused by the math here. It's all laid out visually when you join the program, okay? But basically what we're doing and how we regulate your nervous system postpartum is we first calm the body and we learn how to go into the body no matter what the brain is doing, to shut down the brain, go into the body and calm it. That is the skill that many of us have not been taught, and it is vital in order to stop the anxiety cycles and the escalation and the brain going down the rabbit hole and your pitter patter and you're sweaty and you're having panic attacks. That's how we stop that in its tracks and mitigate symptoms, is we calm the body. Then once we're getting good at calming the body, we start to have the luxury of going into our mind and calming our mind. So step one is calm the body. Step two is calm the mind. Calm the mind. So in calm the mind, we are learning about basically the cross section of any one thought and what it's doing in our body. And we're connecting for the first time for many of us since childhood, because this is basically rooted out of us as we grow up, very unfortunately for us, and very dysregulatingly promotes dysregulation. We're essentially reconnecting the body and the mind again. And that's my favorite part, is you start to be more sensual and more fun and playful. My three P's, you get more passion, playfulness, and purpose. But first, again, we're getting those symptoms chilling down. They're marinating, they're just calming down. And once we get your symptoms calm, and like a lot of women just think that's all they need, but what they don't realize is there's this whole second piece, which is getting to the root of why those symptoms surfaced in the first place, which is that your nervous system has stored a lot of trauma from the day you were born. So those are the two main steps. The third step is really for fun, and people start it in my course and then can even do more of it after. I don't have a membership yet. I mean, by the time this episode comes out, we will see. I'll let you know. But my plan is to have a membership. I had one before. I had to shut it down for a few different reasons. And so my plan is to have a membership to move people into at the end of the course, so they continue the third step, which is calm your life. And calm your life is basically where we continue applying and integrating and expanding and really like understanding and feeling for the first time what it's like to live in your body and in your relationships and in your life and in your mind without trauma really shaking things up, without a heavy load of trauma. Everybody has ongoing bits of trauma, but really addressing and healing the deep stuff. And for some people, some of that trauma might be the rest of their life. They're really working on it. But having trauma and being working on it is very different than having trauma, not knowing it's there and having it impact you, but you not know why. And you're not making that connection that that's what it is. And you feel so acted upon. You feel so victimized and so small and so powerless. So that is my job, I guess, or my desire is really that I educate you in a way that, number one, you stop feeling powerless and you start feeling empowered and hopeful. You feel a sense of hope. Number two, then you start to build that hope into confidence and you're like, oh, I can actually do this because she's got these steps and all these other moms have done it. And then you come to the calls and you apply it and you actually can do it. And you're like, whoa, your ego just breaks open because your identity changes into this person that actually understands this stuff and knows how to do it and how to help her body heal. And you are the hero in this story, not me. You really are. The tools I give you, you become the equalizer of your own nervous system. And that's when it really gets fun, because that's when you're like, well, what else can I do? And a lot of moms want to go back to school, or they want to go back to work, or they want to come home full time and make a home that they've always dreamed of making. Or they want to, you know, just, I don't know, like women just start to expand from there. And it's just the beginning of such a fulfilling life. And so that's what I'm inviting you to. You can just go to lizzielangston.com/program to, if it's not open yet for enrollment, you can get on the wait list. Our next cohort starts July 11th of 2022. Yay. So, go to lizzielangston.com, check out the program, get on the wait list. If we're not open, if we are open, apply. That's how we're doing it, is you fill out an application. I look over the application personally. I do. I make sure that everything's a fit. You know, I scan for a few different questions just to make sure that this coaching program is good for you and you don't need therapy or something else. And then from there, we'll meet on a consult. You get to make your ultimate decision. You make payment. And as soon as you make payment, you get access to all the things, including the course and onward. So, and then we'll start our calls. So go to lizzielangston.com/program. If you want my help today, getting started, managing your symptoms, and then getting to the root of them so that you can get your executive functioning back up, your depression and anxiety down, and feeling better than normal again. I'll see you in the next episode, guys. Bye. Hey, Lizzie here. Listen, I've created a 12-week program that breaks postpartum healing down into two phases. First, managing symptoms like anxiety and depression, and second, getting to the root of them, which is trauma, whether it's birth trauma, stored trauma from childhood, or just the trauma of the huge life change of becoming a mom. So go to lizzielangston.com/program, check out the program, look at the testimonials, and when you're ready, apply now, and I'll reach out to you from there. lizzielangston.com/program, fill out that application, and I'll see you inside. Bye, doll.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.